Sorry, it's the microphones are coming quite slowly. I think it's because it's the 1st of May. and if you have not registered yet for this lunch meeting or a bit of working session, but I think it should be interesting, you can still do so. I mean, it's not a closed list. So I strongly encourage you to come, because sometimes in the presentations, not all the questions are there, not all the points are being explained. So I think that's something that could be useful. I think I'm going to come as well, because sometimes you forget that some of the points are more important than others. Before we adopt the agenda, I just want to announce that the point 8 and 9 will be inversed. So we'll do the point 9 before the point 8 due to some travel arrangements. And if it is fine with you, can we adopt the agenda with that modification? Yes, we can adopt it. Okay, it is so adopted. Now we're going to go on item 3 of our agenda, Program of Pilot Projects and Global Network of Transboundary Basins Working on Adaptation to Climate Change. There is a background document. It's called Overview of the Activities of the Basins in the Global Network of Basins Working on Climate Change. It's TFWC/2019/3. So this global wet network has had activities for quite a long time, and its objectives are to support the countries, and especially countries with economies in transition and developing countries, in the effort to develop adaptation strategies and implement measures in transboundary basins. It also creates positive examples demonstrating the benefits of and the possible mechanisms for transboundary cooperation in adaptation planning and implementation in different parts of the world. And it provides also a forum for exchange of experience, good practices, lessons learned, and especially regarding adaptation projects. So as you've seen, Francesca showed you quite a few publications, and I really encourage you to read them. They are very, very well done. I have to say, I had to test some of them, and I remember I was in the summer next to a pool, and I was reading those things, and I can tell you, I was totally fascinated by what I was reading. So it was actually a very good holiday reading, even at that stage. So I really strongly encourage you to look at it, because it's got a lot of examples we picked up from all the experience we've heard from that network of basins. So you really have proper implemented cases. It's not a theoretic academic type of document. It's really based on the practice we've had in the regions and other regions as well, because the network has extended much further. So I'd like to encourage all of you also to read that last report on the basins. And I'd like to ask Mr. Edouard Boinet for a short update on the outcome of the last meeting of this global network of basins, which took place on 14-15 February this year. Please, Edouard, s'il te plaît.